Jesus lived here for 33 years. He was beaten till he was black and blue because of the ministry that he carried. He came to save our life. He was put on a cross. He hung there and laid his head, and he died for your sins and my sins. And then he went into a grave. He went into a tomb and was rolled away. The earth and everything in it thought that it was over. They thought it was finished. The enemy thought that he won, but guess what? He got up. He ascended into the heavens to sit right next to the Father, but he said, somebody is greater. You want me to go because something greater is coming. And that's what's the Holy Spirit. Guys, come hit a lick with me real quick. Follow me over to the book of 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 9. Nah, I'll let you know the other one in a second. And it reads, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, gave birth to, has thought of, right? The things God has prepared for those who love him. Listen, this passage of scripture is heavily quoted by pastors, preachers, teachers all over the world. But I think the lick here is actually in verse 10. Verse 10 says, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. I could just walk off right now. Eyes haven't seen, no ears haven't heard, or hasn't even entered the mind of man the plans that God has for those who love him. That's true. That's facts. However, my baby, it said that God reveals these things by his Spirit. Ain't no self-help book gonna help you. Ain't no expert can really tell you the plan that God has for your life. So are you guilty like me? Paying $29.99 to see if I can find my purpose in a book, paying for seminars and webinars and going to all these different conferences, spending hundreds and thousands of dollars just to find purpose? I know I ain't the only one guilty. The Bible says it's only revealed. God only revealed these things. These deep things are only revealed by the Holy Spirit that searches through all things. Cool off, because I don't even think they really getting it. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? The Holy Spirit is the only one that can reveal to you all these different things. How do you get the Holy Spirit, Coach T? I'm glad you asked, my baby. I am glad you asked. Come here for a second. The only way that you can receive the Holy Spirit and get what God has to reveal to you about the plans he has for your life is by receiving. It's by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way. Receiving God's message, the message of the cross, that Jesus was crucified. That Jesus lived here for 33 years. He was beaten till he was black and blue because of the ministry that he carried. He came to save our life. He was put on a cross. He hung there and laid his head, and he died for your sins and my sins. And then he went into a grave. He went into a tomb and was rolled away. The earth and everything in it thought that it was over. They thought it was finished. The enemy thought that he won, but guess what? He got up. He got up, and when he got up with all power, and he ascended into the heavens. He ascended into the heavens to sit right next to the Father, but he said, somebody is greater. You want me to go because something greater is coming. And that's what's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came, and he's active. He's alive. He's gangster. He's everything we need him to be, because he's the only one that can reveal to us the plans that God has for our life. But the only way we can reach those plans and get the revelation of those plans is if Jesus died for our sins. That was the only way we got the Spirit. So today, if you haven't received the Spirit of God in your life, that's because you haven't accepted Jesus for who he is and what he did. So today, if you want to make the decision, if you want to say, listen, I want to know the plans that God has for my life. I don't want to keep wasting my money getting hyped for a moment, leaving me out to dry in a darker hole, still confused and still wondering what's next, still worried, still depressed. If that is you today, I say to you, repeat these words after me and declare it from your heart. Declare it from a place of decision making right now and say, Jesus, What up, though? It's me. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord. You died on the cross for my sins, for my mistakes, for my stupidity, and I'm standing before you today in full repentance. I need you. I need you today, and I want what you have for my life. I want what you have for my life. Receive this prayer in your kingdom, oh God. In Jesus' name, I pray. You're saved, my baby. Let's go. And that's how you hit a lick. Keep the change.